It's swimsuit season, and the pressure for a hot body is on. Magazine headlines and Instagram posts advertise various ab workouts and diets for a bikini-ready body. It can be a hard season for plus-size people. That's why four women who met on Instagram teamed up to create a pool party for people of all sizes. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports on the Fat Babes Club of Columbus.
Hannah Godown's sparkly cherry earrings glimmer in the light as she teases a pool party on Instagram.
Throwing all the floats in the pool. We got strawberries, we got donuts, we got unicorns, pizza, noodles.
She's promoting what she hopes will become a signature event. Founded just a few months ago, the Fat Babes Club of Columbus is already making a big splash in the Midwest.
It's party time!
The founders have already been featured on The Today Show. Crystal Orr, Hannah Godown, Jeanette Birchfield, and Elizabeth Chin met on the internet. Chin says they're all fat women who blog about fashion on Instagram.
We all just really organically met for coffee, and it was just like we're all obsessed with each other. We realized that there's a really big deficit in our community here in Columbus, that we don't have anything that really represents people of size.
Godown says while deciding to host the event was a no-brainer, there was debate over whether to use the term fat to describe the club.
I was even nervous about using the word fat because I thought people would, I don't know, kind of get like scared and not want to be like a part of it. So I was like, oh, maybe like plus size babes, or because that's like a softer term. Even when we're little, like our mom's like, oh, don't say fat, like that's a bad word. It's not a bad word anymore. We're identifying as fat, we're taking back the term.
Or hopes people will use the term fat more.
If you don't put that like fear behind the word, if you don't put that hurt behind the word, it's not gonna hurt me. Call me fat.
And there's no better setting to be upfront about fatness than the pool. Chin says that environment proves challenging when they've grown up hearing that fatness is something to fix.
Images of bodies like ours are sad images and before images and weight loss images.
She says they want to replace that with a more carefree image.
We don't see bodies that look like ours moving and being active and frolicking at pools and hanging out with babes and flirting. We don't have those images in our larger culture.
But on June 22nd, more than 150 people did. They came out to Westerville JC Community Pool from all over Ohio, West Virginia, and Indiana. Elise D'Alessandro drove down for the event from Cleveland.
I have traveled all over the country to go to plus size and size inclusive events. So to know that there was finally one being organized only 2 hours away, honestly, was nothing.
Birchfield says the overwhelming positive response means that the Fat Babes plan to make the pool party a signature event.
They just want something else. They're like, when's the next event? What can I do to help?
Chin says while the fun vibe of the pool party is important, the Fat Babes Club of Columbus hopes to address some more serious issues.
Whether it's because of accessibility issues, accessibility being not having access to a vehicle that can transport you safely, not having access to spaces that can literally hold your body safely, having physical complications in conjunction to being a person of size.
For now, the Fat Babes are loud and proud, posting images of fat bodies on Instagram and Facebook. And they're working on a website with a resource list of fat-friendly providers for things like healthcare and salons.
Our vision really is all about building community, resources, and visibility right here in Columbus for people of size.
Plus, they'll be hosting another pool party Saturday, August 10th. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.